Juneau has some of the highest housing prices in Alaska. According to the State Department of Labor, the average single-family home costs $349,000 in the capital city. A typical rental unit is more than $1,000 per month. One way to combat the high cost of housing is to rent a slip on the docks for a houseboat or a liveaboard. KTOO's Kayla DeRoche has more.
Carrie Warren and her three children live on a boat in Aurora Harbor. She's originally from Washington State, but has lived in Alaska on and off for 20 years. In 2013, she moved to Juneau from Tendiki Springs. As soon as she came to town, she started looking for housing and found a houseboat that suited her needs.
I chose it because I could actually own it. There are not very many things in Juneau that you can purchase for $50,000 or less.
Warren says the seller financed the boat for her, and she paid it off in about a year and a half. She says harbor fees add up to around $200 a month, plus a little extra for utilities. The city's Docks and Harbors Department provides power, water, outhouses, and a sewage pump out. Lauren says cooking can be a challenge.
I have a Dickinson stove that doesn't work. It's not hooked up. And even if it did, that's mostly for heat. You can't bake on it. And I mean, you can heat water. I can make a mean pumpkin pie in my little toaster oven. I don't have a microwave. Electricity is hard because you can't have too many things happening at once. You blow your breaker.
Warren is a single mother who homeschools her kids, and the boat is about 200 square feet. She says sometimes it's a challenge to make sure the family gets along in such a small area. Warren's older son plays upright bass and her daughter French horn, and they need to arrange individual practice times.
Our space and boundaries are different than most people's, and rather than sit around and whine about it, you just suck it up and you just do what you gotta do.
Katie Spielberger is Warren's neighbor. She lives in a houseboat with her partner and a cat.
A couple of our neighbors have seen the cat and have come by with an extra can of cat food or half a container of kitty litter that they found in the free bin.
Spielberger works for the state and has been in Juneau for about 9 years. She compares living on a boat to the tiny house movement, in which architects design homes that are less than 400 square feet. Spielberger says living in a small area has made her more creative.
It's kind of nice to have that challenge to simplify things, and it feels very rewarding when you actually can live in such a small space and have everything you need.
She says she hangs as much as she can on walls, takes advantage of all available space, and rents a storage unit. Spielberger says living on a houseboat provides the best of Juneau at an affordable price.
It feels very much of this place. You don't feel like you're living in a house that could be anywhere. The views surrounding a boat in any harbor in southeast Alaska, I think, are gorgeous and hard to beat, except at some very, very nice land property.
In addition to houseboats, some people in Juneau have liveaboards. Harbor Master Dave Borg explains the difference.
There's a liveaboard vessel, which is just a, you know, your normal boat that somebody might live on. And then we do have some houseboats designated specifically just as a houseboat. They generally don't have any motive power.
Borg says there are 9 houseboats in Aurora, 3 in Douglas Harbor, 2 in Harris Harbor, and nearly 140 liveaboards. Monthly moorage fees are $4.20 per foot. Warren says there are unique problems with houseboats, but they're mostly in line with other homeowner concerns.
When it's real windy, it's a little freaky. You know, I worry about things like my canvas blowing away. But, you know, I think any homeowner, when it's stormy and yucky, has those same kinds of worries. Anybody who's living in a not super well-insulated home has those same kinds of worries.
And she says it's more affordable than other housing alternatives. In Juneau, I'm Kayla DeRoche.